Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This edition of Singing and Other Sins will celebrate Wagner's birthday 200 years ago today. When we think of Wagner, this is how we usually think of him. The focus of Singing and Other Sins is song, and so tonight, instead of opera, we'll hear Wagner's complete Wesendonck-Lieder in both the original piano version as well as the orchestrated version. Mathilde Wesendonck, the poet, was the wife of one of Wagner's financial backers. While staying at their estate, he was writing his opera Tristan und Isolde, and perhaps having an affair with Mathilde, and in any case, he used her poetry to work out some of the chords and melodies that he was using in Tristan. You can find the original German poetry and English translations for the Mathilde Wesendonck-Lieder at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing-and-other-sins. The five songs are Der Engel, The Angel, Stehe still, Stand Still, Im Treibhaus, In the Greenhouse, Schmerzen, Pain, and Träume, Dreams. Jesse Norman is accompanied by Erwin Gage. I'll see you back here in about 20 minutes.
Bringst dich sein Gebet einzig um Erlösung. Oh. Todes in Rimschein.
That was the original piano version of the Wesendonck-Lieder of Wagner in celebration of his 200th birthday on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. The soprano was Jessie Norman and the pianist Erwin Gage. Now, while these melodies are still dancing around your brain, let's hear them again, but in the orchestrated version by Felix Mottl. Christa Ludwig is accompanied by the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Otto Klemperer. Remember, you can read the words and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Get ready for 20 minutes of the beautiful music of Wagner's Wesendonck-Lieder.
Oh, Oh.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and Wagner's 200th birthday celebration. We just heard Christa Ludwig, accompanied by the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Otto Klemperer, in Wagner's Wesendonck-Lieder. Did you prefer them with piano or orchestra? I've heard them both ways and slightly favor the orchestrated version, but Jesse Norman and Erwin Gage at the piano certainly changed my thinking a bit. They're both good, I guess. In the time remaining, we'll hear two different performances of Wagner's song called Der Tannenbaum. You see if you can guess the name of one or both of these first-rate baritones.
Steht schweigend, einsam, auf grauer Höhe. Der Knabe schaukelt ihm nach entlang die blauen Seen, tief in sich selbst versunken. Die schäumend vorüberrinnt. Du Tannenbaum dort oben, du alter, finstrer Gesell, was schaust du stets so trübe auf mich zu dieser Stell? Da rühret ihr mit Trauern der Zweige Saum und spricht in leisen Schauern der alte Tannenbaum, dass schon die Axt mich suchet. Versunken, die Tanne steht und singt. Der Knabe grüßt der Welle, die schäumend vorüberrinnt. Du Tannenbaum dort oben, alter, finstrer Gesell,
Did you recognize the voice of either of those singers? First, we heard Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Aribert Reimann, and then it was Thomas Hampson with Jeffrey Parsons in Wagner's Der Tannenbaum. I hope you've enjoyed the bicentennial tribute to Wagner and can tune in next week to hear songs of the American contemporary composer William Boltcombe.
shed gold black in song. Let evening come. To the bottle in the ditch, to the scoop in the oats, to me.
William Bolcom's song, Let Evening Come, just a sample of his beautiful songwriting that we'll hear next week. This is Gary Hickling inviting you to join me then. Aloha.